Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
Lekker om weer 'n bietjie kunstenaar saam met ons in die ateljee te hê. Jy het al hoe meer al van sy musiek gehoor op die radiostasie danksy Sharonika, maar hy is uiteindelik hierso en ons het gehoor hy is van Port Elizabeth af, né?
Ja.
Jessie, wie bly nog in Port Elizabeth?
Wel, Boesle
G.
En Ilandre, al twee van daar.
Regtig.
Hallo, welcome.
Hi there, thank you so much for having me.
G, it's so nice to have you here.
No, thank you so much.
We're big fans.
I am so grateful for that.
So welcome to a very cold Pretoria, but it's not a windy PE, right?
Ach, it's all right, man. It's not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Listen, let's start with before we get to your musical journey, because it's the first time that you've come to visit us, so we need to find out where you come from. But is there still a music scene in PE? Because most of the gigs normally was always in Pretoria and Joburg and some of them in Cape Town when it comes to live performances. 100%.
Oh no, listen, I mean I'm here right now. So
you see.
So and that's where I'm from. I mean we've got some like incredible venues, Music Kitchen, Elements, Roof Garden Bar that hosts incredible artists in Port Elizabeth. And I mean, there's a lot of people that come from PE as well.
Yes.
So there has to be something.
I love that city. It's most called the. Is it the friendly or the windy city?
It
both.
Is, I prefer the friendly city. Yeah. But
I actually stayed there for almost a month, doing children's theatre and educational theatre, and it's a lovely city. It really
is.
It's
beautiful, man.
Yeah.
I don't get to spend much time there anymore. But I love that place.
So tell us a little bit about the musical background of Mr. G.
You know, 100%, yeah.
Did you grow up in a musical family?
I mean, growing up, like my family would always sing. I mean, like my family is a very singing family. But I never really thought that I could sing up until like I was probably 19 or 20 years
really?
Old. Really? 100%. I mean, like I was in my school's choir. But, like, I don't know how I made it through.
Primary or high school?
High school. But, like, I was, like, in the back.
We all were
in the
choir.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was, like, I did not think I had a voice. Then I started singing properly when I was very much involved in church, like, leading worship on a Sunday and on Fridays, because I was a youth and young adults pastor for my first half of my 20s. And I kind of really immersed myself in ministry, and that's kind of where I started to really sing all the time. Yeah. And that's when I discovered, amazing. Oh, maybe I do have something.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't for the music, was there another plan? Was there a plan B? Maybe
100%.
Like an accountant or?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm a creative, so visual arts are a huge thing for me. So I'm a photographer as well.
There we go.
So I do photography and also, like, you know, very involved in marketing.
Yourself?
So like, that was what my job was. So, like, I headed up marketing for a franchise before going into music full time. So marketing and visual art was something I thought that was gonna do, or just being a pastor. I thought that was also what I was gonna do as well. And
now
the music,
you're in the music.
Like, give me a chance.
But that's amazing, and that's what happens when you know you have your right roots,
100%.
And God just comes and He surprises you, and He takes you places that you never imagined.
100%. And I think it's all about trusting and being obedient, and you'll be very surprised at how far you can go.
Yeah.
So you sound like a very diverse musician. Let's talk about influences. You know, growing up, and what influences your sound. Because there's obviously the element of worship music and
100%.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what else?
Funny thing is, so in high school, I started making music, but I made hip-hop music. So I was a rapper to begin with.
Oh, wow.
And then, so, but then you
can
will
you
know.
Still spit some bars?
No. No one will ever hear anything reminiscent.
I love rapping.
Nina is a wannabe gangster.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah, so that's how I started out. And then I've shelved that for.
Oh, really? Do you think you might bring it back one day?
Do you know what? Like, there is a song that that I'm working on at the moment that has like some elements of that in there. But for me, it's like, I think just my taste in music has really kind of like developed throughout the years. I think I'm really into the more singer-songwriter. I listen to a lot of Miles Smith, a lot of Matthew Mole.
The Ed Sheerans and those kind of guys.
The Ed Sheerans. I don't really listen to Ed Sheeran that much. I think we're doing great. You know, Alex Warren at the moment is doing incredibly well. Yeah. Cameron Woodkim. I love Neon Dreams. They're not only my brothers, but also like my musical inspiration.
Nice.
That's through and through. AJR.
Oh, wow. I don't know a lot of the people that you love.
Nina doesn't get out much. She watched 8 Mile once, and now she thinks she's like the female Eminem. So. But if you need somebody that can spit a few bars on,
I know exactly.
But when I say a few, only like four, four lines. Nina's your girl.
Only four.
Okay. Bushley G, saam met ons op die groot trek. Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie verder saam met hom kuier. Bushley G, saam met ons in die ateljee vandag. Lekker dat die man bietjie kom kuier het en dat hy sy pad gemaak het van PE af.
Ja.
Om bietjie met ons te kom gesels oor die musiek wat ons so gereeld speel en so baie geniet.
So, Bushley, you've had a breakout year over the last 12 months. Your song being the official anthem for the Betway T20, that is massive. How did that happen?
Oh, man, I don't know how it happened. We just got an email.
and then
they were like, listen, we want to use your song. And we were like, sure, why not?
So are you a cricket fan?
I'm a massive cricket fan.
Are you?
I love cricket, 100%.
Right. He's from PE.
What kind of cricket?
What do you mean, what kind of cricket?
Action cricket.
Actual test ODIs, T20s.
Are you sad about the Proteas form at the moment?
Slightly sad.
You're disappointed.
I'm like watching with one eye open. I'm like,
usually, how do you do that to yourself? How do you put yourself through that kind of punishment?
Listen, I'm also a Manchester United fan, so it's like I'm used to trauma.
Better.
Okay. Well, if that's what you're into, I mean, that's up to you. But I only hit my head once with the Proteas and never again.
Oh yeah, amen.
But I don't think he was either conscious or born when the Alan Donald dropped the World Cup.
No,
you see.
No, how old are you now?
I'm 27.
No,
were you there?
Alan already dropped it. Alan had him klaar gedrop.
Alan dropped it. There was a time when we watched cricket and we loved cricket,
100%. And cricket was still good.
Cricket was still good, and we lost in the semi-finals of the World Cup. And I'm going to say it because that's what we've been talking about on air today. Everyone in our generation.
Come on.
Us old people.
Went to school and there was this deathly silence at every school.
Because of Alan Donald.
Because of Alan Donald that got run out. And we lost by like
Who was it? Alan Donald and Lance Klusner, I think. Yeah.
Do you know those people?
He was known as Zulu.
Alan Donald. I know Alan Donald. 100%.
Just because he's still a coach now.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, was that Sean Pollock was a lighty then?
Yeah.
He was also playing then.
Young lad.
Young lad.
Listen, so tell us a little bit more about, what is happening for Bushley G in the rest of the year? Because like Nina said, it's been a massive year, and you've obviously now taken your music a little bit more seriously. So the day job is kind of now, it's not a day job anymore.
How long has music been your day job?
I'm in my second year. It's going to be 2 years in December.
Oh, wow.
So I'm in my second year doing it full time. There's no other word other than grateful and privileged and honored that I get to do what I can do. Since I started making music the way that I've been making it, I mean, I've just been blessed time and time again. I think just, you know, how just from a small town, and my first goal was like, how can I get the music like across the country? Because for me, the big goal is to share the music around the world. I want to be able to, you know, share a piece of South Africa and represent the flag very proudly across the globe. And so we're going to become very, very ambitious with what we're going to be doing with the music. This year, a lot of music has come out. I think I've released 2 songs so far this year. The third one is coming out tomorrow, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 100%. So,
are we getting a little bit of a sneaky peeky of that?
You're going to give us a sneaky peeky.
Sure. I mean, I can give you a sneak peek.
Please.
100%. 100%. And yeah, and I think like this year is a lot of music, and playing like a lot of shows. We just announced that in November we're doing a Europe tour with Neon Dreams, which I'm super excited about. Oh man, I'm incredibly excited for. And then there's something I don't know if I can actually say.
You must.
But there's but I don't know if I can actually, but I will. I'll the Springboks are playing in South Africa.
Yes,
and you might be seeing me alongside somewhere. Oh, I don't know.
Wow. But are you running out next to Sia?
I don't think I'm running out next to Sia. I don't think I'm big enough for that. But but you know,
but he might be there and about.
I might be in the vicinity.
I think I know what you want to
say. I think so too.
Yeah. I can say it. You didn't say it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bootleg G is going to be singing a national anthem.
Wow.
I don't know.
You didn't say that.
You're not going to be singing a national anthem?
Not quite, no. No, no. I mean, I can if I want to.
Oh, you're singing this year's Rugby Licky.
Oh, okay, but let's wait till it happens.
I'm just going to keep on guessing until something sticks.
Why don't you, somewhere while we're on it, give us a sneak peek of the new single that's dropping tomorrow? Oh,
for sure. I mean, like, the song's called Kumbaya. Oh, the guitar sounds nice. The song's called Kumbaya.
Beautiful.
And
yeah,
it's like a song that I was like, if you were to imagine yourself around a bonfire, what would you like, you know, here? So it's kind of that song.
Pick me up, I pour you out. You're the cup that won't run dry. You pick me up from the ground. This broken heart is all I got. I thought I found myself, but every time I look, my life was dark. I can't deny your heart for mine, 'cause you were there right from the start. Oh God, you made me yours, and you put me back together. And now my heart is yours, and you put me back together. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I love it.
I'm smelling a little bit of Mumford and Sons there.
Oh yeah, you'll find traces of that throughout my music. 100%. Yeah.
I just can't believe you're so comfortable and with your guitar and everything, and you didn't even want to do this growing up. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, when it takes time. It took time to figure it out, but yeah.
So how long have you been playing the guitar then?
Since I was 21 years old. So it's
it's not even that long.
That's pretty late.
Yeah.
So was that out of necessity that you wanted to write your own music, so you had to teach yourself an instrument, or?
No, I mean, in order to lead worship, you need to learn an instrument. And so I just wanted to be useful and sing. And I had time because I wasn't studying at that time. So I was like, you know, there's a piano at church and there's a guitar. So let me start teaching myself.
So, and you started teaching yourself both piano and guitar.
100%.
So which is your favorite? Which do you write on? Do you prefer the guitar for writing music?
My first instrument is the piano. That's where I'm most comfortable on. Mm. And then, but when I play live with the guitar, because it's like, it's a convenient instrument to have.
Mm, and to take it along.
100%. And, yeah. Mm. And recently I've been writing a lot of my music on the guitar. Yeah.
Do you think it gives you a different sound?
Oh, 100%. Writing on the guitar. Oh, 100%. Like writing on a piano and writing guitar, it kind of invokes different feelings. Mm. And it kind of like lets me know where to take a song. If it sounds better on piano, it sounds better on guitar. Yeah, we just figure
piano
out.
Piano if you're feeling a little bit more sad, and when you're feeling more upbeat, guitar.
Actually, no. Like if I'm feeling a bit more jazzy and a little bit like groovy, the piano.
You get on the keys.
100%. If I feel sad, I'm like...
I don't think you feel sad a lot. It doesn't look like it.
I think it's it does no good to hold on to negative feelings too long. Yeah.
I kind of get the guitar thing with maybe feeling sad. I don't know if I've told Nina this story before, but I used to play when I was little. And we spoke about it earlier this week. Our parents used to make us do really embarrassing stuff. And at get-togethers, they're like, oh, go get the guitar. You know, come and play that thing. And you only knew like three chords.
Yeah.
And the one song was With or Without You from U2, because there's only like three, four chords in it. But I used to play that. And then when I got a little bit older, there was one day, I was just like, you know, the world was getting too much. I was still in high school, still sitting in my high school clothes. And I went to the band room that we had, and I sat there, and I was picking a G chord the whole time. The next thing I know, I wake up, my guitar's on the floor. I picked myself to sleep.
Oh, my word. That's incredible. Yeah.
So it just shows you, you know, the power of music.
Interesting. Wow, very interesting. Wow, wow. So, Bushley, you brought your guitar.
Yep.
You've already played us a little bit of your new single that's dropping tomorrow. But what are you going to sing for us?
Today, I'm going to be singing a song called Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard it before.
Tell us a little bit about it.
What I was just saying, Take Me Home is a song that I wrote with my friends, Paul Timmich and Zubin. This is like the song that has really put me on the South African map and also slowly but surely on the global one as well. It's a song that we wanted to write for people that they have like a longing for belonging in a way. The crazy thing is, when we wrote the song, we never once spoke about what it was about. We just wanted for people to be like, you know what, to grab on to whatever they feel like it feels like, you know? Because home isn't just a building, it's a place, it's a person, it's a feeling. So whatever that home is, that's what the song is about.
Take me there.
Take me there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Take me home. Take me home. Don't wanna wait till we grow older. Put your hair right on my shoulder. 'Cause you're the reason for the spark. No one sees me when it's dark, but you do. Let your heart become my home. Would you let me stay? Now we'll take it slow and hold on and don't let go. 'Cause I just want you close. Take me home. Ooh. Take me home. Ooh. And down by the river I found you there. Don't let the water take your mind away, 'cause I see a future. Don't be afraid, and I'll find a way. Yeah, I'll find a way as your heart becomes my home. Would you let me stay? And we'll take it slow and hold on. Don't let go. 'Cause I just want you close. Take me home. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 take me home. Oh, oh, oh.
Dames en here, Bootleg G, saam met ons op die groot trek. Ons is nou weer terug saam met hom. Bootleg G, saam met ons op die groot trek vanmiddag. En ons het nou interessante gesprek gehad, so van die lig af. Is this your first time in Pretoria?
This is not my first time in Pretoria, I know. I've actually played a show here.
Yeah.
I played with Spoegwolf at Railways.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, yeah.
Nice guys,
huh? Oh, man, Donnie's...
Donnie's the man.
He's crazy, but he's so gifted.
Yeah, and, very.
Are there any, except now for Spoegwolf, any other South African, especially Afrikaans artists that you like?
Oh, I mean...
Are you into the Kaptein?
Fresh Run for Coke is... Yeah. Not only is he like an incredible person, but I mean, what they've been able to build in South African music has been absolutely insane. Mm. And then Bernice West, she's amazing as
lovely.
Well.
Lovely, yeah.
Incredible. Joshua van der Rien.
You and Joshua Nadirien?
Yeah, Nadirien. Sorry. Yeah. Jacques, he's an incredible guy.
Nice guy.
People that I've met personally that are just like, just beautiful people and are just so kind.
Are we
so
going to see a Lekker Bootleg G collab there with some of them?
I don't know. Maybe. 100%. I would love to.
Set this up.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think we should set this up.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get to the new song and, well, the newest song, because the new song is dropping tomorrow, but there's the last drop.
Yeah.
We only got Bootleg now because he's in PE.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep on saying that. I mean, and just to wrap this up, you're going to have to eventually move.
100%
out of PE if you want to do music full time, right?
Yeah. What's crazy is that I've pretty much been living out of my suitcase for the last couple of months.
It's horrible.
It is. It's different. I wouldn't say I can't complain about what I prayed for, but it's different. So it's like, you know, I mean, I spent the month in the UK and in the US in May. And then I came back. I was on tour with Billy Rafal, so we played pretty much like all the big cities around the country. And then I'd be traveling to Joburg and Durban and Pretoria quite a bit from the beginning of the year. And now it's like I'm going to be moving to Cape Town for a couple of months because in November I'm doing my first Europe tour, which is going to be amazing.
Gee,
I think I told you guys. And so literally, so I now, because like my team is in Cape Town. But every single time I come this side, I don't know, like my heart just melts.
I feel at home.
In Pretoria.
In Joburg.
No,
Joburg. Some parts of Joburg.
Joburg is not a nice place.
Yeah, it is. It's a big year off. Yeah.
It's big year off. It's buyer off. But Pretoria is nice. It's homey.
Pretoria is homey. That's 100%, the word. It's very homey.
And I'm somebody who appreciates family and just the feeling of family that I feel here is really, really special. Feels very South African, like I was telling you guys. I'm jealous of people that stay in Pretoria.
Well, we always have space for you.
Yes.
Come on, I would love
space
to.
For more.
You're a homie of ours now.
Okay,
speaking about that homie.
Yeah.
Are you going to jewel a song for us, please?
I can 100%.
Please.
What are you going to sing for us?
I can play another song for you guys on
please,
the guitar.
Please.
It's a song called Broken Heart.
Yes.
The song came out in the beginning of the year. I wanted to write a song for people that feel lost, that feel broken, that feel far, for you to know that even a broken heart can find its way back home.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Deep.
You can go.
If I could tell another story, it would be that I could see light in the dark. Better days stand before me, or so I'm told. I don't believe I'll make that part, 'cause my life's racing, south facing, and I can't break the fall. I got my spark taken, dreams fading, but hope was never lost, 'cause even a broken heart can find its way back home. Oh, I can find my way back home, my way back home. I can find my way back home, my way back home. Lord, I pray for better buildings, for the passion that you gave me at the start. And where's the fire you've been burning? 'Cause I'm bleeding out the ashes in my heart. Now my life's racing, south facing, and I can't break the fall. I got my spark taken, dreams fading, but hope was never lost, 'cause even a broken heart can find its way back home. I can find my way back home, my way back home. I can find my way back home, my way back home. I'm done waiting, I'm not caving, let the whole world know. I'll start chasing the storm I'm facing till I find my way back home. I can find my way back home, my way back home. I can find my way back home, my way back home.
Dames en here, Boothleg G, saam met ons op die groot track vanmiddag.
A listener here is sending a WhatsApp saying, oh, she loves listening to you. She's so glad that you could finally come to Groot FM, and she loves your music. She thinks you're very funny, and she's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so blessed.
Do you do a bit of stand-up comedy?
Funny thing is, like, it's something that I'm so interested in doing, but I'm scared because it's not easy.
No, it's not.
It's not for the faint hearted.
Do you know who Radio Raps is?
No.
Rikus.
No.
From Radio Raps. Well, he's an African stand-up comedian.
Sweet.
And I said to Nina, the one day. That's something that I would love to do. I want to just do a short set for stand-up comedy. And I said that to him, and he said, I can open for him sometime.
Oh, wow.
But same as you, I don't know what I'm going to prepare for the material. 100%. And I'm scared. Because what if I think something's funny
and other people
like that's not funny and you just hear krik, 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 krik.
And that's like the crazy thing is because it's like you like people go into a room expecting to
you
laugh
to be funny. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like if
I
want
to go into a room where there's no expectation of laughing, like a funeral.
You see now, oh my word!
And then I make some really funny jokes, and then everyone's like, oh, "Thanks for lightening the mood," because there's no expectation there.
Funny you say that actually. So my my late brother passed away in 2020, and he was into comedy. At his funeral, at his memorial, there was two comedians that came and did a set at his funeral.
That's
so that
cool.
Was really
I like that.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with Bootleg. Bootleg G, Samet ons in die ateljee vandag. Wat 'n lekker plesierige geselsie nou met die jong man.
Yeah. So before we chat about the latest single, Best Life. You're looking forward the rest of the year to a European tour. You're busy, busy, busy. And then a full album in February.
Wow. Yes. That is the first time that people have heard about that today.
Oh.
No, that's great. It's great. It's great. It's great.
Okay, sorry if it was a crime.
Oh,
you must,
very
you
good
must disclose
that
information.
100%. No, that's incredible. No, no, that's
Was that actually like a state secret?
No, not really.
Because everyone was expecting new music from you throughout 100%. The year anyway.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, like, it's I'm super excited for it. I think, I mean, people will see what the rollout is going to be like. You know, we're working on a really special project. It's going to be my first album that I'm going to be putting out there. And what a Groot FM exclusive.
Yes.
That just dropped.
We have a way of just pulling info out of people.
That's incredible. And I'm also a chatterbox as well. I can't keep my mouth shut.
But that's awesome.
We must get a code behind when the mics are off. Okay, 100%. Next time.
But so you are working on new music.
Yeah.
We've had so many artists come on here and they just don't feel it's worth putting in the work to actually produce a full album and drop it as a once-off.
100%.
Why is that important to you that you want to kind of like put yourself out there and make sure that people are, you know,
100%,
into Bootleg, but with a full album?
I think for me, the important thing is to build a long-lasting relationship with the people that are listening to your music and following you. For me, story is incredible. It's very important. It's a pinnacle part of who I am. If I can build an incredible story, I'm able to take people on a journey. I never want to treat a project like it's my last project. Mm-hmm. And for me, I want to have a long career. And I think, you know, giving people albums and EPs is an incredible way of building long-lasting fans and
so it's
building
almost,
family.
It's almost like capturing a moment of your life
100%
when you do a full album, because you could easily tell a fuller story than you 100%. Can with dropping a single every 3 months or whatever.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it is kind of risky in this day and age.
Super risky.
People's attention spans are very, very short, but we feel very very confident about the music, and there's no other way that we can put it out rather than in an album form. And so
excited for that.
Yeah, I also think it's because you write your own music.
Yep.
You're a storyteller.
100%.
So it needs to be the full story and
the
not just bits of it.
Yeah.
You know, amazing. So, okay, talking about story, tell us about Best Life.
Best Life is a single, a song about knowing what it means to live your best life. My parents taught me something growing up there I've never really forgotten, is that Bootleg, never compare yourself, never compare your life to anybody else's. Mm-hmm. You are not in competition with anyone besides the person that you were yesterday. And the minute you begin to embrace your life is the minute you begin to live the best of it. And I remember I was thinking about this when I was on the road in December. I was on tour and I was like, man, I really am living, you know, the life that I prayed for. And it was when I embraced who I was. It's about loving yourself enough to live your fullest self, you know, because that's how we get to grow in the world. And that's how people get to experience who we are, when we love ourselves and live life to the fullest. So that's what Best Life is really about.
That's amazing. That's so deep.
Yeah, it's so deep.
Yeah.
It's deep. But just, I think when we have an interview again next year or the year after, whenever the album comes out,
100%,
we would love to have you back. But may the industry never steal from you that shining light that you have and that vision that you have for your music. Because I think we've spoken to so many people and you can just see life has been sucked out of them by the industry. But I really hope and pray for you that you will always be this Bushler that we met today.
Thank you so much.
Grounded, super amped about life and enjoying his music.
But I believe you will, because you know where your strength comes from. You know where your gift comes from. And yeah, I believe that God put you on that path. So just keep going. And we really look forward to see where God's going to take
you. I'm so blessed by you guys. Thank you so much for having me. This is incredible.
It's kind of new. It's a little bit old, but it's kind of new.
Next time when you drop one, try to come to Pretoria quicker.
100%.
Okay. Before it drops.
Tell your agent.
Yeah. But at least he gave us some exclusives. So you're off the hook for today.
Kuier Maandag tot Vrydag saam Dobie en Nina 3 tot 6 net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.